This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. One person was killed and three people were injured when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue outside of San Diego, California, Saturday. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore said the man opened fire with an assault rifle as congregants were celebrating the last day of Passover. The 19-year-old man, later identified as John Ernest, surrendered to San Diego police and was taken into custody. Steve Voss is the mayor of Poway, where the shooting happened.
We will get through this. Our thoughts and prayers will be with the families and those who are investigating. Poway will stay strong, and we will always be a community that cares for one another.
President Donald Trump condemned the shooting as a hate crime. Saturday's attack comes 6 months after nearly a dozen people were shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Robert Bowers is accused of gunning down a total of 18 worshipers and killing 11 of them at the Tree of Life synagogue last October. 15 people, including 6 children, were killed late Friday in a battle between Sri Lankan security forces and militants linked to the Easter suicide bombings at churches and hotels. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Sri Lankan police tipped off soldiers to a suspected safe house where a gun battle ensued after militants set off 3 explosions and opened fire. One source said that it was likely that some of the dead bodies recovered in the aftermath were militants who blew themselves up with suicide bombings. Meanwhile, the military says security forces have recovered explosives, detonators, suicide kits, military uniforms, and Islamic State group flags during the raids. The Easter suicide bombings, claimed by the Islamic State group, targeted churches and hotels and killed at least 250 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Libyan capital, Tripoli, was hit by airstrikes Saturday night as forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar and his rival government in the east continued their assault on the city. VOA's Heather Murdoch reported from Tripoli that the attack appeared to focus on targets near the city's airport. She said drones could be heard in the area, as well as 4 to 6 explosions. There are unconfirmed reports that at least one person was killed in the attack. Haftar's Libyan National Army is trying to take Tripoli from the internationally backed government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Since the offensive began earlier this month, Tripoli has been targeted by several airstrikes believed to have originated from unmanned aircraft. Aid groups scrambled Saturday to assess the damage in northern Mozambique as heavy rains fueled fears of flooding and mudslides 2 days after the second cyclone hit the southern African country within 6 weeks. Cyclone Kenneth made landfall late Thursday with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. That prompted aid group warnings of massive flooding and mudslides that could put nearly 700,000 people in southern Africa at risk. Kenneth pounded Mozambique barely a month after Cyclone Idai struck the country, killing more than 1,000 people in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported Saturday the Revolutionary Guard made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command says the Eisenhower has not been in the Persian Gulf since 2016. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters in Spain go to the polls Sunday in an election that is almost certain to produce a deadlock, Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports.
It's been a divisive, bad-tempered campaign, and a rerun already looks more than possible. Spain's vote on Sunday looks too close to call. Two main blocs, left and right-leaning, are in play. But the wild card is a surge in support for the far-right Vox Party. It was only founded in 2013, but it's expected to become the first such hard-right party to sit in parliament since the early 80s. It could even vie with the Conservatives for leadership of the rightist bloc.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.